Moving on now, a United Nations representative is criticized as provocative. The frequent Israeli raids into the Al-Aqsa Mosque in the occupied East Jerusalem Al-Quds. The UN Special Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process, Nikolai Mladenov, has said in a statement that respect for the status quo of the religious site is needed for stability. Meanwhile, Palestinian resistance movement Hamas has promised to retaliate. The Israeli violation of Muslim sanctity, the Al-Aqsa Mosque has been the scene of tensions since Sunday. Yesterday, dozens of settlers escorted by Israeli forces stormed the holy Islamic site. Several Palestinian worshippers were arrested there. The raid came just a day after Israeli troops fired tear gas and wounded 19 Palestinians inside the compound. The Al-Aqsa Mosque is considered as the Muslims' third holiest place of worship. Israeli forces backed by military vehicles and bulldozers invade the town of Silwan in the occupied East Jerusalem Al-Quds to demolish several Palestinian houses. Dozens of troops surrounded the area before the invasion, declaring it a closed military zone. Now our correspondent in Ramallah, Mona Kandu, joins us to tell us more about the incident. Mona?
Silwan town is located to the south of Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, Al-Quds, and the Israeli soldiers, as you have mentioned, accompanied by bulldozers, stormed the Silwan town in order to demolish Palestinian-owned homes. They are belong to Iyad Al-Abbasi from the neighborhood of Ain El-Fouqa in Silwan. The Israeli army demolished two residential rooms as well as warehouses and a shop, allegedly that they were built without a construction permit, that the Israeli authorities have not issued any construction permits before the Palestinians built it. However, the Palestinians say that it's a false accusation by the Israelis, because the Israelis want to demolish these properties and buildings in order to grab the land and then would use it for other use by the Israeli military. The Israelis declared that the area is a military zone, and this is why it demolished the buildings. But the Palestinians there in Jerusalem, Al-Quds, especially in areas such as Silwan and several neighborhoods around the Al-Aqsa Mosque, know very well that these areas are adjacent to Israeli Jewish-only settlements, and the Israelis continue demolishing these homes to confiscate the land and annex it to the nearby Jewish settlements. This comes as also the Israelis are trying to tighten their control over the occupied neighborhoods there and making the daily life of Palestinians in Jerusalem, Al-Quds, intolerable. That's why Palestinians are calling for intervention by the international community, that there must be something done in order to help the Palestinians continue to resist and fight these illegal measures by the Israelis to continue confronting it and to protect Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Islamic and Arab identity of Jerusalem, Al-Quds.
Thank you very much, Mona Kandil, correspondent, joining us from Ramallah.